God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Gracie,
Mariah,
Bree,
Jacob.
And we also have special guest, Mr. Sheeks from the tech department. Hi, Mr. Sheeks. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
We are doing
good.
Super. The kids have some questions for you, and we are excited to get to know you a little bit better since you hide underneath the stairs every day.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm originally from Carroll, Nebraska, which is not all that far away from here. I went to Centura. When I graduated from Centura, then I went to the University of Nebraska, was there for an extended period of time. and when I got out, then I got a job teaching over in Palmer, Nebraska. And then I was in Palmer for 7 years. And then after Palmer, then I came directly to Wood River, and I've been here ever since. Married, no kids, 2 dogs. That's about it.
What is your job here?
I'm the technology coordinator.
Which entails what?
It's a lot of, actually, it's a lot more planning than it used to be. When I first started the job, it was more of a, you know, my computer doesn't work, how do you fix it type thing. But now, over the years, it's kind of evolved into, we want to do this, and then how do we get this done by whenever? So a lot of it's turned into that. A lot of it's turned into reading a lot of papers from the state, finding out what we need to do with different things in terms of requirements and so on and so forth for students, for the network. You have to know a lot more about insurance than you used to, and it's really a pretty. It started out fairly easy, but it's really became more of a complicated job than it used to be.
How long have you been the tech coordinator here?
This would be my 23rd year as a technology coordinator. Well, no, actually the 22nd year as the technology coordinator here.
What did you do before that?
I was a science teacher. I was down in Mr. Ruskamp's room. Me and Mrs. Heist taught next door to one another.
Are there any changes or anything different to expect as far as technology goes in the next few years?
Yeah. I think in the future, I think you're going to the possibility of taking ACT tests online and things like that. There's always that change in testing and updating computers and things like that. It's really hard to know what to expect because. Sometimes when you're dealing with certain departments, then they do things and you just kind of shake your head. So as far as any major changes to the technology around here, probably not, but you'll see a lot of little stuff.
If you could have any computer or tech device you wanted, what would you choose?
If you have to narrow it down to one, there are tons of things that I'd like to have because I really like the whole idea of the drones and stuff like that. I know that's kind of a has-been, gone thing, but just the drone thing is really cool. There's a lot of technology that you can use. There's a couple teachers on staff who have some really cool trail cameras that they can check from their telephones and things like that. I don't know. I think if I had my If I had a really cool tech gadget, I think it'd be like a hunting trail camera that you could put on a drone so you could, like, instead of just having it tied to a tree, you could fly it around and kind of see what was going on.
You mentioned that you like hunting, but what else do you do on your free time?
My free time, I like to go out to the shooting range in Grand Island. I like to go hunting. I like to go fishing if I had the time to do it. We do some very little kayaking, but I like to kayak. That's about it.
How do you keep up with tech trends and information?
As far as keeping up with tech trends and information, then a lot of times I listen to a lot of podcasts. The educational service unit, they kind of keep us kind of up to date. And any more than because it's just such a wide open field now, then I found myself having to focus on individual technologies and not have to. It used to be you could be a jack of all trades and figure stuff out as you went, but things are getting technically sophisticated enough now where you kind of have to say, this is the road I'm going to travel on, and if there's a different technology, then somebody else is going to have to go there. So, yeah, if you listen to podcasts, if watching the news unbelievably is pretty informational as far as tech trends go. That's pretty much it.
Mr. Sheeks, we want to thank you for being here today. I know that your time is valuable, and we thank you for keeping our tech department in line and always up and running.
Well, thank you very much for interviewing me.
Thanks.
Two antennas meet on a roof. They fall in love and get married. The wedding was boring, but the reception was great.
Time for trivia. Last time we asked Dan Gable's pins for high school and college and how many there were. There was no correct answers. The correct answer was 101 pins in high school and college combined. This week's question is, since today is Friday the 13th, when will the next Friday the 13th happen this year? Please email your answers to FridayMorningClub@WRRSD.org. Again, when will the next Friday the 13th happen in 2023? It comes that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye. It's finally.